I feel like the sliding scale of disintegration of sound is a little more subtle. It feels like just the highs get shaved off, but you can still listen to a tape that's aging and being worn over the years, Stevens said. Obviously, it's not as good as if it's a fresh tape or something, but I think as far as listenability, it's a little smoother even if it's messed up. Chris Grauser, a 42-year-old who owns Jerry's Records, said people his age seem to be interested in VHS tapes because of nostalgia, and the same could apply to an increase in a passion for cassettes. But the demographic of cassette tape customers he's used to seeing skews even younger. I'm seeing 20-year-olds, 25-year-olds, people that were born after 2000 that are into cassettes, Grauser said. And that's wild to me, because it's clearly not a nostalgia thing. They didn't grow up with them. Imperfect is the point. Perhaps the younger generations are more interested in formats that are tangible, that they can hold, Grauser said. He theorized that some may be fed up with the digital world and streaming services that provide access to artists' music, rather than the ability to own it. Dominic Dunlap said he enjoys that physical aspect of cassettes, and that once he purchases the music, he owns it forever. More and more, it seems like you gotta buy a subscription of this or pay for a monthly or yearly subscription of that just to own what you paid for a limited amount of time, he explained. That's why a lot of people are going back to physical media. What I like about cassettes in particular is the lack of what it is. It's not perfect, he said. And the imperfection is what makes it appealing in some ways, because everything's artificially perfect now. Vocabulary focus. Cassette. Retro. Resurgence. Cue something up. Nostalgia. Fed up.